This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel the talent crumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Shane is engineering the broadcast right now. John is going to be engineering the broadcast in a little bit. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, Captain John Reagan. You know, we have a new listen line, and I'm really excited about it. I've been talking about it for about a week now. And the reason I'm excited about it is that it works. It doesn't seem to crash. And so if you're coming to the meetup tonight, please let me know what your experience is with this listen line. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. And there's a meetup tonight. Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. It's free. And we have a drawing for dinner every night. We pass out drawing tickets, and one lucky person is selected for a free dinner. That's every Monday night at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. Information is on the website. And tonight, Larry Nichols will be with us. He'll be calling in. We've tested the audio. It works just great. Crystal clear audio. And you can bring your questions for Larry Nichols. And class, I have to tell you, Larry Nichols is teaching us about the inside of politics, what a dirty, rigged game it is. Yeah, it's really disheartening. So that means that you need to run for office, run for school board office, run for boards of director positions, you know, for your local cooperatives. You're, you know, if you have like an insurance cooperative, run for office. If you have an electric cooperative, run for office. If you have, you know, some kind of a farmer's cooperative, run for that. Run for school board. Run for every single position that you feel comfortable running for. Let's take back this country. John Reagan, it's good to be with you. How was your weekend?
Oh boy, you know, in some ways the news was slow this weekend, almost like it was a holiday weekend. But at the same time, there is just so much going on all over the place that just trying to put it all together and present it in a way that's not just totally overwhelming is getting to be more and more of a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, where would you like to start?
Well, I continue to put up the tale of two droughts. And I don't want to go too deep there. Basically, California is staying about the same, and Texas is getting worse right now. We did get a little bit of rain this past week, but that won't show up on this report until the new one is released on Thursday. So we'll still be keeping an eye on that. But let me go ahead and swing on down to the financial section. And today's the day. It's a interesting lesson in how the calendar works. You know, probably like most Christians, I'm quite ignorant of how God did things, and the calendar is one of those. We're used to the pagan solar calendar that stays the same every year, except when we have leap year. And, you know, that's just the way it is. However, when you're working with God's calendar, you're basing it on the sighting of the new moon. And it's not just where you are, it's the sighting of the new moon where it counts, and that's Jerusalem. And there was a lot of buildup on, you know, this being the Shemitah year, and that the 29th of Elul is going to be yesterday. However, based on the sighting of the new moon in Jerusalem, the 29th is actually today. Now, whether or not that's going to end up translating into a big change in our market today or not has yet to be seen. And even if it doesn't, that doesn't mean that we're out of the woods, because it is the season anyway. And even if that weren't the case, nothing has changed the overall condition of what the real financial condition is. But, you know, I found out about how the calendar works. That was one of the good things about moving to that community in the Ozarks, is we did a study on Passover, and we were looking at, you know, when it's going to be and all of that. And again, the, you know, the calendar is based on the sighting of the moon. And when it gets to be spring there, there's one more component thrown in. It's not just the sighting of the new moon, but it's the condition of the hops. If the hops aren't ready, then that's the sign that they throw in their extra month. And then after that month comes the month where Passover is. So it's you know, a rather different way of thinking from the modern scientific, you know, we can just throw everything into a computer and calculate when things are, view of the calendar. And next up, you know, there's been news on organ harvesting, and I'm just wondering if this is going to be the next stage of it. There was a survey that 30% of millennials would sell an organ to erase student loans. And if you think that's bad, there was an article we didn't get to a couple of weeks ago that this is in the bigger picture section of August 31st, prostituting education. In less than 10 years, the Federal Reserve has driven millions of American women into prostitution, and we have a lot of college graduates, you know, seeking sugar daddies to help pay off their student loans. Isn't America a great country?
John, we've been talking for several years that it's becoming more and more difficult for each generation to have it better than the previous generation, of course. I would love it if our children had it better, easier than I did, and of course my dad did, but that seems to be not the way it is. I know my grandfather had it tougher than my dad, except both of those men were in wars, World War I for my grandfather and World War II for my dad. And I was in Vietnam War era age, although I did not go. You know, a number of us have it better than our parents, but I don't think that's the case now. I don't. You know, I was working on a tractor. We had to replace a water pump, repair a water pump over the weekend, And I was working on it with my son, and we degreased the engine, degreased the tractor before we started. We were still covered with grease. There's, you know, these hidden spots that were greasy. And, you know, I was thinking as we were doing this, how many young people would know how to take the hood off a tractor? It takes two people to take the hood off. How many people would know how to disconnect the radiator, move the air conditioning condenser out of the way, disconnect the hoses, take out the correct bolts without breaking them, how to lubricate the bolts that are rusted in place and, you know, to get them out without replacing them. The water pump weighs about 35 pounds. I mean, it's a really heavy water pump, and it was grueling, knuckle-busting work. How many people know how to do that? Young people. I venture to say very, very few, since we have replaced some of the classes that we used to teach in high school, you know, shop classes, woodworking classes, metalworking classes, welding classes, auto mechanics, body mechanics, electricity classes, building trade classes. We've removed them. Why? I guess it's too hard. And so now we have an absence of those who know how to do those things. And, you know, I don't know how it's going to work very well, John, because what do you do if you have a dripping faucet or a leaking toilet or a pipe that breaks? I guess you call somebody, right? And what if it's the weekend? Do you pay extra, two times as much, three times as much because it's the weekend? Are you set up for highway robbery? You know, when someone comes out to fix that leak that's flooding your basement? Since we don't teach young people how to do those things anymore. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And that gets back to us running for office and taking back our school boards and bringing back the classes that we need to teach. So, you know, as we talk about each generation, I think we're going to have it harder and harder because, you know, if there's not an app that can do it, young people don't know how to do it. For the most part.
Down a couple of links, our car's the new toaster.
Did I leave you speechless?
Yeah, I was trying to get down to where the link was.
One second. I'm thinking about this survey that 30% of millennials would sell an organ to ease student loans. Now, that's absolute insanity. I mean, would that be a kidney? A lung? Some skin?
And
selling part of your body?
All because Congress won't let student loans be discharged in bankruptcy.
Yeah. Yeah. John Reagan's with us. I'm Vince Finelli. I'm just really, really concerned about Congress. Those two sets of rules, one for them, one for us. They've got it made. John Reagan, I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bit, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instructions that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com, and if you'd like to follow along with us, TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com, and click on the news tab. John, what's next?
Well, since you were talking about cars, I'm skipping a link right now, going down to our cars toasters now. Our cars now toasters. And the article actual title is Big Lighters on Wheels. And the point being is that, you know, cars are now disposable. And in my reference, which would probably shock anybody under 40, is it used to be if your toaster stopped working, you took it to an appliance repair shop to get fixed. So that's what made sense.
Sure.
When I was in the Air Force, you know, if my shoes, the heels or the soles weren't up to snuff, I'd take them down to the shoe repair and get that fixed, and because that's what made sense. And you know, in the past, you know, if your car broke down, it made sense to take it to the shop and get it fixed because that's what made sense. Well, now the replacements and the labor on that is getting to be so great that now when your car breaks, it's you're pretty much at the point where you have to dispose of it. And working on it is getting more and more difficult because you have these car manufacturers that are forcing you to use tools that only work for a particular model, for a particular purpose. And then if you do decide to work on your car, truck, or tractor, they're wanting to charge you with intellectual property infringement. Isn't fascism great?
Well, John, I can add an exclamation point to that. We have in our family. It's not mine. And one of our children bought a used Mercedes. It's 10 years old now. And hydraulic hose failed. And the dealer wanted $5,400 to replace it and replace a hydraulic pump that the dealer said that it needed. And I called the dealer and I said, just want to make sure I understand this estimate. They said, yeah, that's right. It's a hose that has failed. And I explained that there were numerous hoses that have failed, and there's only two of them under the hood that do what this particular symptom told us. And I said, no, it's not the same hose. It was another hose that failed. And previously, I think this was the fourth or the fifth time that we've had this failure. So $5,400 to replace a hose and the hydraulic pump. And I said, you've told me everything I need to know about Mercedes-Benz. And I bought four shocks, four non-hydraulic suspension shocks for $1,550. My son paid me for them, and I put them on my other son and I put them on this old Mercedes, and we eliminated the hydraulic suspension, so that problem will not occur. So what has happened is that the car, the whole car, may be worth $10,000, okay? But it had $5,400 worth of Mercedes repairs, which makes it not practical to fix. And this is it's a nice car, but it's way too expensive to fix it the Mercedes way. That's one problem. We had a water pump fail while we were baling hay about 10 days ago or so. And so we took that water pump off. The price from John Deere for the water pump is $850. $850. Now, if I want to rebuild it myself, I can get some but not all of the parts for $150 plus tax. That's to rebuild the water pump. John, when I was in high school, I had a job selling auto parts after school. And I worked behind the counter. The price of a rebuilt water pump painted with a brand new gasket to install it was $9.95, maybe $9.99, less than $10 for the entire water pump. That would fit a Ford or a Chevy or Chrysler, just about any car. Now, the price of a water pump is $850 for a tractor, which is absolute insanity. So you're absolutely right. It is really, really getting expensive to repair cars. Show me a transmission. Someone goes and has a transmission repaired at the local transmission shop in the city or town of their choice, and show me where it's less than $1,500. I'd like to see that. It's out of control. Absolutely out of control. Why is it that you can go to AutoZone or the Advance Auto or the auto retailer of your choice, buy disc brakes for $20, but to have them installed on your car is over $100. Why is that? Why is that? We'll be right back.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
you'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. If you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like, support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, we were talking about this Bic lighter, and we're talking about how it's disposable, and you throw them away when it runs out of fluid. You don't refill them, even though the flint seems to last longer than the fluid, and it makes sense because you don't want to run out of flint before you run out of butane. But here's the point. The reason that some of these car makers have these more and more complex transmissions is because of the quest for more miles per gallon, right? Isn't that the reason?
And I was just seeing commercials this weekend where they're advertising these aluminum trucks. Because
right, Ford,
of
right?
Course, because of course now, because of our lovely administration, they have to increase the gas mileage on trucks, and all you can do is make them lighter.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing, John. For example, I have a 1994 Chevrolet half-ton truck. It's a full-size Blazer with a diesel engine. And I was looking at the chrome bumper. I parked that next to my other truck, which is a 2004 Chevrolet half-ton truck. And they've taken about half of the chrome out of the bumper, literally. And they've replaced what's behind the bumper with styrofoam blocks. I'm not kidding. In a lot of cases, you'll see that these small cars with these painted bumpers, the bumpers are the same color as the rest of the body of the vehicle, you'll find that there are these plastic styrofoam blocks that act as part of the bumper system. Think about that. And styrofoam weighs virtually nothing compared to, you know, what steel would weigh. So the way to get more miles per gallon is aerodynamics plays a small part. Weight plays a big part. Efficiency plays a big part, you know, in the running gear and so forth. But when automatic transmissions were first manufactured, they were two speeds, first and second gear. And then they were improved in the 1960s to three speeds. Then four speed, five speed, six speed, seven speed, and as high as eight speed. So we now have eight speed transmissions. I believe we've got some three speeds here. We got some four speeds, and we have a five speed. We don't have the latest, but I can tell you that I can't imagine having a transmission be more efficient than a manual transmission if you have the right gear ratio and if you're able to run a thinner fluid in it. So that's what's happening. We're running really slick fluids in these automatic transmissions, which have lower viscosity and less running, we'll call it friction, within the transmission. But what we're talking about is as these devices get more complicated, the engines have higher tolerances and make more horsepower for the same weight of the engine. We have higher tolerances. The engines run hotter. They're harder to cool. There's more demands placed on the fluid. And if you miss an oil change, it's a bad thing, because if you have a failure, it's really, really expensive. And I was looking at tractors over the weekend on Craigslist. I see what the price of tractors is, and I called this one guy who had a tractor I was interested in, but it had like a switch on the steering column. So if you want to go forward, it's kind of like a turn signal. You push it forward and you go forward, and you push it in the center, you don't go anywhere, it's like neutral, and you push it back and you go in reverse. And then it has a transmission in addition to this hydrostatic component. I'm not interested. I'd rather have a clutch that's easier to fix. And what we're finding out, I'm not the only one, but farmers are trying to get away from these high-tech devices where you have to go to a dealer. Now think about this. I have a friend who has a John Deere tractor. And John Deere comes and picks it up with a huge truck to service it. Now think about what kind of a truck you need to haul it around a 12,000-pound or 10,000-pound tractor. And how much does it cost? $3 per mile to get that tractor to the dealer? And then they work on it at, what, $100 an hour or $80 an hour in the shop? It's really, really expensive. We don't have anybody do any of that work for us. We do it here. Even though we have a trailer that could, a gooseneck trailer that could hold this tractor, barely, I'm still not taking it to the dealer unless I have a gun to my head. I just don't want to do it. I'm not willing to. I'm willing to break my, you know, bang at my knuckles and do it myself, because I just can't justify the cost of sending it to a dealer. I can't do it. It's out of control how much it costs to have things fixed. And then the dealers, and I'm not saying any particular dealer, I'm saying in general, have a tendency to find other things. Well, you know, while it's here, how about if we check this, that, and the other, by the way, and these other three things are need replacing. And then because the consumer, the user, the owner of this tractor has no idea what's going on because he doesn't service it himself, he says, well, is it important? And the dealer says, yeah, it's really important. Okay, well, then certainly take care of it. That's the kind of stuff that's going on, in my opinion. And Michael in New York, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent and John.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, regarding the reason for the styrofoam behind the bumpers and, you know, supposed modern efforts to improve the mileage on the automobiles, the trucks, unfortunately, that's not really what they're attempting. And it's just to save money. They're cheap dirt bags, and they're just trying to maximize the profits on the junk they're selling to us consumers, because that's all we are, of course, right? And for example, now on gas mileage, Pogue, the Canadian inventor Pogue, back in the 30s had a carburetor, got 200 miles to the gallon, and that's probably why they got rid of carburetors over, you know, up to the, what, maybe 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when it came out with the fuel, electronic fuel ignition. Because with carburetors, people can modify them still. And it's essentially all what it came down to was he was taking the wet fuel coming into the carburetor and had a second chamber that would, like a sponge, absorb it, and then it would be the concentrated vapors going into the combustion cylinder, which would give you tremendous horsepower and tremendous gas mileage. That's fuel efficiency all the way. Now, when I was working on a truck once and on a fuel line, and son of a gun, what's the first thing I realized? This is a stream, a river of fuel going into the engine. Now, there's no way that engine is burning all that wet fuel going in like that at that volume. It's impossible. It, by design, it's wasting gasoline by design. And they know all that. And so, unfortunately, guys, they have no interest in improving fuel miles because they could easily do it. And, I mean, instead of 1 or 2 miles per gallon compared to the previous model, we're talking, you know, 100 miles a gallon or better. And so they know how to do it easily, and they refuse to do it. All they're doing is getting cheaper and cheaper on the manufacturing so that they can maximize profits while they give us junk that will last half the length of time the previous model did, just like you were saying at the top of the show. So we have to replace it sooner than later.
Michael, it's very interesting what you just said. As you were talking about the fuel line, I was thinking back to the 1970s. I still have it. It's a American Motors car called an AMX. And they didn't make very many of them. They made about 7,000 of them total in 3 years. And then American Motors ultimately went out of business. But I still have this thing. And it has a fuel line that I believe is 3/8 of an inch in diameter. And the fuel pressure is 7 pounds per square inch. You're absolutely right. That's an enormous, enormous amount of fuel. You're correct.
Right, right.
And right. And what happened is we put larger and larger fuel filters on those fuel lines for two reasons. One, to catch more dirt and so forth. But the other was to reduce the restriction in the fuel line so you'd have the full flow of fuel that that particular engine design needed. And you're right, we wasted an enormous amount of fuel. You'd see, you know, when the engines were cold, they would start up and you'd see black soot coming out of the tailpipe. And that was unburned fuel. Okay, and how long was that? Oh, maybe a minute or two while the engines warmed up. So we had an enormous amount of fuel being wasted by the design of the engines and the entire system, in my opinion. And I met a guy by the name of Paul Pantone back in the 90s, late 90s. And I believe it was 1996, Paul Pantone took the carburetor off a lawnmower. And what he did was he attached it to a Dodge Slant 6 225 cubic inch engine. And he used the heat of the exhaust system to preheat the air-fuel mixture to really atomize it. And he said that he was getting about, I think, around 70 miles per gallon with this engine.
Right.
It's the same engine that we would use in, you know, one of our vehicles, typical Detroit engine, but he changed the carburation system. And then the next question is, and I always wondered, but I was unable to do it. I experimented with water injection. You know, back in World War II, they would use water injection. They'd mist water into the intake of an airplane and give it more horsepower. And it makes sense because, you know, water is H2O, right? Hydrogen and oxygen. Makes a lot of sense to me. But I was unable to, you know, when I was testing on the drag strip engines to see if I could get a lot more horsepower. I'd get a little bit more, but I guess I wasn't doing it right. But, you know, I was 17 back then. Anyway, it's really good points you're bringing up. Really good points. The question, well, now the question is, why aren't we using hydrogen?
Yes, or, you know, like, that's right. You know, Stanley Myers, you guys probably are familiar with Stan Myers' water engine out of Ohio, approximately 7 years posted on YouTube. I'm not sure if it's still there. If it is, Stan Myers' water engine, people, check it out. And he was interviewed by, like, Channel 7 of, I think, Cincinnati, Ohio. And he was driving around on it. The military expressed interest. And then a year later, he's dead because apparently he wouldn't take a buyout. He wanted to sell it to the public. And so, of course, that's what happens to you. You get JFK'd if you're going to try to do good for the country. And so, yes, absolutely. It's just all a big lie. Everything's a big lie coming out of their mouths. And another one to let you guys go and get back to it. Are you familiar with go on YouTube and you type in Ford Hemp Car? And, Vince, if I may just hang on real quick over the break just to highlight this one.
Sure. And since you're talking about people dying, let's talk about Mina, the movie Mina. We'll be right back. And, Kyle, hold that line. We'll be with you in just a minute. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why don't you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Class meetup tonight. Larry Nichols will be with us tonight. And Michael from New York, you were talking about high mileage carburetors and the killing of the technology. Please continue.
Yes, I'm going to mention on YouTube also Ford Temp Car. You search for that, if it's still there, a little film from like 1930 vintage, and two guys walk up to the car with sledgehammers. They're pounding it. You see the sledgehammer bouncing right off. No damage at all. So apparently Ford somehow, with some great engineering, developed a process utilizing hemp fiber that was stronger than steel and would obviously never rust. We would have vehicles in mint shape to this day if he was allowed to do that. But apparently the Rockefellers with Carnegie said, hey, you make that out of metal because it's going to rust and we're going to keep replacing it. We're going to make millions off your invention. And so hopefully that's still on YouTube. And last, let you go. And John, I appreciate your economic updates. We'll always look forward to it, so I'll let you guys get back to it. But it reminded me also back a while back in the 90s talking with a friend. And we were talking about this, and he said he had a friend whose dad bought a brand-new car back in the 70s from a local dealer. After so many miles driving around, he said, man, the gas gauge isn't working. He brings it back to the dealer, and he comes to find out, hey, you got an experimental carburetor on your car. You're not supposed to have that. There was nothing wrong with the gas gauge. He was just getting phenomenal mileage. So naturally, they took the carburetor off and put the regular gas guzzler one on.
Yeah, and those old gas guzzler carburetors used to leak fumes into the air. I mean, they wasted fuel. I mean, they just were, the ones that we had were just not efficient, and they could have been made much, much more efficient. I experimented with changing the jets on carburetors over the years, and I was able to easily get 10% better mileage. I mean, with very little effort at all. In very, very little effort at all. You know, I want to say very quickly to the class, the simplest the least expensive thing you can do to increase your miles per gallon is to inflate your tires to the maximum pressure that the tire will accommodate, and that's printed on the side of the tire. And that's done when the tires are cold. I don't mean freezing cold. I mean, you know, out of the sun, not running the vehicle. The tires are not have not been run in, you know, in an hour or two. And you can read the pressure. You know, actually, I have to be careful how I say this. I inflate our tires on our vehicles to the maximum that the tires can accommodate. So if it's 32 or 35 PSI, pounds per square inch, that's what I inflate them to, front and back. It's a much harder ride, but a rounder tire, a harder tire, because of more air pressure in it, rolls easier, less rolling resistance, more miles per gallon. So if it says 44, I put 44 in it. If it says 51, I put 51 in it. But if the car is parked in the sun, you'll find that, you know, the tires that are in the sun, if you check the pressure, they'll generally be higher pressure than the ones that are not in the sun. So make sure your tires are not in the sun. You know, let's say check them when they're in the garage overnight, and then inflate them. But, you know, you have a chance of getting more punctures if you have higher inflation. So I run that risk, and I get more miles per gallon. But I wanted to share something with you, Michael, before you go. And you're talking about, you know, people dying. I just got off the phone with Chad King. Chad King is the producer of the Larry Nichols documentary. He is he flies drones for Hollywood. He lives in Hollywood. I know him. And I just got off the phone with him. And I asked him about the two people who were killed on the final filming of Tom Cruise's film in Colombia. Medellin,
right.
Colombia.
Those pilots.
Right. Yeah, and this is about, it's a film about Mena, Arkansas Airport, and the CIA. And the Clintons were involved, and Larry Nichols was involved. And so here we have a plane crash during the final scene of filming. Is that a sign? Chad King's involved in the filming of this. And then Chad King and I and Larry Nichols are involved in the documentary. How about that? Is that a warning?
Jeb Bush was ambassador of Colombia when back in that time frame?
I was reading about that just a few minutes ago. Yeah. Michael, thanks so much for being with us. Kyle, if you can hold that thought. We'll be back in about, a couple of minutes after top of the hour news and commercial announcements with John Reagan, Captain John Reagan. Meet up tonight, Jimmy's Day.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.